Well, we're back, and next we have one of the country's best and leading economists. We have with us Larry Kudlow, and the world goes up, the world goes down. Where the heck are we?
Yeah, that's a heck of a good question. Actually, that you always ask me that question, and with the passage of each week, the question becomes more and more important. Look, let me just say a couple of things. A very good week for stocks, but probably because the Federal Reserve did nothing but rhetoric in its meeting on Wednesday, the so-called tightening, 0.25 percentage point. They're still buying bonds. They're still printing money. They're still reluctant to take aggressive actions like 50 basis points or 100 basis points. And I just noticed the stock market rallied on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and I think that had a lot to do with it. The inflation numbers for the month of February, right, CPI up 8%, PPI up 10%, import prices up 11%, and the Fed raised rates by 0.25%. Utterly futile. And by the way, they're still buying bonds. In fact, they're still buying mortgage bonds, even though home prices are through the roof. So I'll stop there. That's one point.
And what's happening? Are home prices going to stay about the same? Or with the rising prices of a mortgage, the mortgage is over 4% already, will the price of the homes drop?
Yeah, well, the mortgage is over 4, and the inflation rate is about 10. So it's still cheap money. It's, a real mortgage rate is minus 6 percentage points. So there's no reason why home prices aren't going to continue. The Fed is not taking the punch bowl away. Look, some other stuff. Retail sales came out. They're booming. They're booming. They're up 18% over the past 12 months.
Well, that's but that includes inflation.
Yeah.
I told Steve Moore, I told Steve Forbes, food prices over the next 45 to 60 days, 12 to 20% increases in addition to where we are now.
So retail sales up 18%, about half inflation, half real. Industrial production, by the way, manufacturing was up very strong. It's about 7% year on year. But inflation is roaring. So companies are still profitable, and the Fed's not taking away the punch bowl. And as far as that's going to be a story for a while. I wouldn't bet the ranch on it because I think we're going to go into a stagflation period, and then we're going to go into recession. But the recession is not this year. The recession is not going to be this year.
I agree. And the next big question is, I know what the Fed said, but the Fed has been partially politicized. So are they going to raise rates after the election or before the election? And if it's before the election, maybe it's going to be small, minuscule amounts.
I don't think midterms mean that much to the Fed.
You're talking history. I'm talking this year.
Yeah, well, history sometimes informs the Fed. It's a weak Fed. There's no Paul Volcker in sight, let's face it. But I do think, in answer to your question, that the actual inflation numbers, which are going to get worse rather than easier, will force them into a much more aggressive posture, much more. And you're already seeing dissent developing from the St. Louis Bank. And I think Bullard's protege, Chris Waller and the board, there'll be more of those coming. So they're going to have, election or not, they're going to have to take a much more aggressive position. And the worst story this week, the single worst story, is the continued reports that we are very close, U.S., to a new nuclear deal with Iran. This is utter insanity. This is the worst thing I have ever seen. Iran, which hates America, which hates Israel, our staunchest ally, which hates Saudi Arabia, which is an ally. And in this deal, we're going to give a $10 billion carve-out to Russia in order to build a nuclear facility of some kind in Iran. So while we're sanctioning Russia over Ukraine,
we're going to give them $10 billion?
$10 billion carve out. So there are no sanctions for this Russian construction of an Iranian nuclear plant, whether it's for peaceful uses or nuclear uses. You can bet it's going to be for nuclear war uses because it's Iran, and they lie. But how in the world do you make a deal with America's biggest enemy, with Israel's biggest enemy, and give Russia $10 billion? And, wait a second, it gets even better. We will, as part of this deal, declassify the Revolutionary Guard. These are the thugs and killers that finance Hamas and Hezbollah, and they themselves kill people in the Middle East. They kill Israelis routinely, Iraqis and so forth. We're going to take their terrorist classification away.
Oh, my God.
So they're not going to be terrorists anymore. So given $10 billion to Russia, remove the terrorist classification from the Revolutionary Guard, and reward Iran, the worst foreign policy story I've ever heard.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you do. God bless you. And
thanks, John.
Thank
Bye.
You.